This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Michael Rodriguez Sainz. Date of birth, October 21st, 1968. Case ID number is 616-1647. Date of exam, August 31st, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. A Social Security questionnaire dated 2023. Identifying information, this is a 54-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of attention deficit hyperactive disorder / bipolar disorder / aggressive behavior and right swollen leg. The claimant is presently unemployed and his last employment date was in 2009, where he worked as a machine operator for 7 years. He also worked part-time helping to make raisins for 7 years. During the time that he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his mother and his father and is not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder / bipolar disorder / aggressive behavior. Number two, right swollen leg. History of allegations, number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder / bipolar disease / aggressive behavior. The claimant states that in 1990 he was diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactive disorder. He did have an aggressive behavior at that time and eventually went on to be diagnosed with bipolar disorder as well. The claimant states he suffers occasionally from sadness, insomnia, depression, and being frustrated. He denies any problems with aggressive and violent behavior at this time and states he rarely gets angry or has problems with his appetite. He denies any suicidal ideation or any suicidal attempts, as well as no homicidal tendencies. He denies any hallucinations and denies seeing shadows or hearing voices. The claimant states that occasionally he does have problems with concentration, motivation, and focusing on what he needs to do. At the present time, he's on no medications for his condition and states that he's done very well without any medications at this time and appears to be stable. Allegation number two, right swollen leg. The claimant states that in 2009, he was working when he injured his right knee. X-rays were negative, and his right knee did swell up and fluid was removed. No MRIs or other exams were taken. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels in the evening, along with numbness. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 80 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices and his physician is in Alamo, Texas. He does not recall his name. He is presently on ibuprofen 800 milligrams TID for pain, which he states does not give him any relief. He states the only physical activity he does is pick up pallets occasionally and walks outside. His daily activities include watching TV, doing lighthouse work, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and helping his parents. Medications, Motrin 400 milligrams QID. Medical problems. Questionable history of schizophrenia, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, comma, bipolar disease, comma, aggressive behavior, comma, which the claimant denies, right swollen leg and knee with deformity, comma, major surgeries, none, social history, tobacco. The claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. He has used marijuana and used it in August of 2023. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit, weight 150 pounds, height 5 feet 11 inches, BP 141 over 94 mmHg, heart rate 79 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 21, a general. This is a 54-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you please drop down to after the fourth sentence? The claimant has poor dentition and has multiple missing teeth. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/20. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to lungs after the last sentence? The claimant has pectus excavulum and appears to have difficulty sometimes in breathing, and states that he has had chest pain because of his shape and form of his chest. Could you please drop down to neurological, the last sentence, reflexes of patella and ankle were 1 plus bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you please drop down to cerebellum? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal and the Romber sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The second paragraph, there is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities, except for the right knee area, where the claimant has a deformity and a lateral deformed area of his knee and only has flexion of 110 degrees on the right side. Straight leg raise in the exam in the sitting and supine position were abnormal for the right side. Straight leg raise in the sitting position was 70 degrees on the right side and 90 degrees on the left, and in the supine position was 30 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left. There is abnormal range of motion and strength of the right knee with deformity noted, as noted earlier. Could you please drop down to the last paragraph? The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position. And the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Neurological. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pin prick, and position sense was normal. There is some mild muscle wasting and spasms of the right lower extremity, especially in the knee area. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the right lower leg at the knee area, where strength was plus 4 over 5. Fine and extraspinal control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the right knee, no acute findings. X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the right knee with deformity. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. But with moderate difficulty. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue of the right lower extremity. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his visual acuity. He's able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to decreased function and deformity of the right knee, possibly secondary to an old fracture. Probable diagnosis is, number one, attention deficit hyperactive disorder / bipolar disease / aggressive behavior - not being treated at this time. Psychological and physical exam appear to be normal. Number two, right swollen leg, secondary to a possible old fracture with deformity. Does limit his ability to function and to ambulate well, and appears to be causing some discomfort. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Michael Rodriguez Sines.